Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we have another day where we can come before you and your Word, knowing that you're prepared and you're ready to teach us more about yourself, about your Holy Spirit, about your Son Jesus, your ways to live in this world in the way that you are. And so we open our hearts and minds today and ask that you would bless us with the truth today by your Holy Spirit, that you'd empower us through your Holy Spirit to live according to those ways. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory for it all. In your Son Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Light, Gladness, Joy, and Honor. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 8, and verse 16. Queen Esther and Mordecai were rejoicing because the law that was meant for their destruction was counteracted with another law that allowed for the Jews throughout the Persian Empire to defend themselves. God had intervened behind the scenes, and by using natural circumstances, his will was accomplished, and Esther and Mordecai were excited about it. In chapter 8 and verse 16 of the book of Esther, we see the effect this new law had on the Jews all over the land. We read, "The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor." Our verse begins with the first of our four reactions from the Jews. The Jews had light, which is the light of joy and happiness. We might imagine what a great burden was lifted from them when they heard this new law. The second reaction was and gladness, which conveys the idea of mirth, joy, gaiety, pleasure. No doubt there was an incredible sense of relief as they heard they could defend themselves. More than likely, they celebrated and possibly sang and danced at this good news. The third reaction of the Jews was, and joy, which means gladness, joy, exultation, rejoicing. We add the word exultation to our definition to this reaction, and it portrays the idea that they were once in a very low spirit, and now they were lifted up inside. No doubt they went from humbled sadness to exceeding excitement as they heard this news. The final reaction was an honor, which is price, value, preciousness, honor, splendor, and pomp. Where the Jews were feeling little value because they were destined to be destroyed, they were now given positions of honor. It probably did not hurt that the number two man in the kingdom was a Jew now. And by the way, so was the queen. Nonetheless, the Jews throughout the Persian Empire were removed from the position of humility to a position of honor. When we think about the Jews' reaction to this salvation plan, we might be able to relate it to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mankind was doomed to be condemned because of its sin, and until Jesus came to die on the cross, when Jesus died, he took upon himself the sin of the whole world. And now that the rescue of the Savior is complete, the only remaining factor is whether people will believe in him or not. Those who have received this precious gift from God Almighty are people whose hearts are lightened. They are filled with gladness. They are overwhelmed by gladness. And they have been lifted up from the place of dishonor to honor before God the Father. There's no greater thing on earth whereby men and women, boys and girls, will ever know what it is to celebrate the freedom that is provided by God above through his Son, Jesus Christ. Next time, we will discover the effect that this new law had upon the people of the Persian Empire. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.